Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I'm sure that everybody's aware as to what took place this morning concerning the Virginia News Team reporter and the cameraman who were shot and killed during the live broadcast. Pretty crazy stuff. I noticed it first thing this morning, and I just thought, what is wrong with us, America? Allison Parker, 24, and Adam Ward, 27, were shot and killed at a pedestrian plaza in Manita, Virginia, while filming a news story for WBJ. And by the way, it was purposely done in such a fashion where the world could see. As a matter of fact, the gunman, who just happens to be a black individual. And I'm going to highlight this in just a couple moments, friends, because there's a lot more to it than that. But we have a black man named Bryce Williams, walked up to two former coworkers and killed them for what he called their racist behavior. Friends, who's been feeling this racist behavior? And interestingly enough, I think it's important for people to understand too, this is black on white crime, and the state controlled narrative is going to have a hard time with this, because we found, and CBS blurted the truth out in their confusion when they reported that he sent them a rambling 28-page suicide note via fax and stated he has suffered racial discrimination. That's why he killed these people, friends. Sexual harassment and bullying at work. He says he's been attacked by black men and white females. He talks about how he was attacked for being a gay black man. Folks, this exhibits totalitarianism to the very T. They pull your hair, they smack your face, then they have the audacity to cry victim. In this particular case, he was the victim because he's taught that he's been the victim since about 2005 in the United States of America, that all homosexuals are now victims. Victims of what? They're victims of the law, friends. And it's interesting to note that Kevin Jennings brought that to the light in truth, in his confusion, when he said that homosexuality and bullying, he said it's nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. And here we have an individual, a black gay man, that said he was the victim of these people while he horrifically walked up to both of them and shot them dead. As a matter of fact, I've actually seen the raw video, friends, and he shot her point blank as well as the cameraman. And folks, if you'd like to check that out, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on that, friends, but I do want you to understand that we are going into a new level of evil as the days go on. A new gate is being opened up because the people have allowed it to go this far, friends. And by the way, this is a perfect example of what you are up against in the next 10 years. If you last that long, if you continuously sit down and allow these crimes, and folks, those that are actually advocating the crimes through the indoctrinational schemes into the educational system, folks, as to what's going on, because it's not an educational system anymore, friends. It's an indoctrinational system, and it's happening illegally in your country, but this is the fruit thereof. And again, folks, Virginian TV news reporter and cameraman shot and killed during live broadcast. Check it out on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, I also wanted to take note of another scenario, which kind of coincides with what I'm saying right now. State Department under Hillary Clinton and Army documents indicate that they are just fine with pedophilia. I have Tim Brown, senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com, online with me right now. And Tim, can you go ahead and explain as to what you just posted up on sonsoflibertymedia.com? State Department under Hillary Clinton and Army documents indicate that they are just fine with pedophilia. What exactly does that entail?
Well, earlier in the week, we posted a story about Sergeant First Class Charles Martland, a Green Beret, who was serving in Afghanistan. And he came upon some information in which a Afghanistan military, police commander that he had helped train had raped a young boy, 12 years old, and then had beaten the boy's mother. And so he and some of our guys know this is a moral issue. And they go to confront him about it. They get a little physical with him. And now the Army has kicked him out. They kicked him out for that, for standing up for what is right. I mean, in World War II, can you imagine our men not doing that? This guy did that. And, and of course, back then, he would have been upheld as a hero. He'd have been awarded for sparing lives. We found out that the State Department, in 2013, their human rights report on Afghanistan said the sexual abuse of boys are bakabazi, that's the little boys they treat like little girls, is on the rise in the region, with the practice becoming common in Kabul. They went on to say the practice of bakabazi, which is dancing boys, which involve powerful or wealthy local figures and businessmen sexually abusing young boys who were trained to dance in female clothes, was on the rise. Now, for those of you, you don't get it from the mainstream media. You're getting it from somewhere else, where the Islamic Antichrist cult, and that's what they are, because they reject that God came in the flesh, Christ came in the flesh, according to 2 John 2, they're Antichrist. If you're getting the idea they're against sodomy, you're completely wrong. You need to go back and read the history. I have a link in the article back to they are a religion of pedophilia and sodomy. And that's well documented in their history.
Okay, so what we're seeing, wait a second though, Tim. So what you're saying is what we're seeing through the homosexual agenda, you're telling me then as to what we're seeing from this administration, that radical Sharia law that they mean to implement is exactly what the homosexuals are being used to actually advance concerning their ideologies.
Of course, and for those who want to raise, their hand and say, well, wait a minute, aren't they throwing these guys off of roofs and stuff for being sodomites? They're throwing them off for alleging them to be sodomites. The Bible gives us clear instructions on how we're to deal with law and even concerning those who engage in sodomy. And that is, there's to be two or three witnesses, or the person confesses to it themselves. In all of these instances, it is the people who are offing them that are alleging it, but they don't have a trial. You've seen some of these street kangaroo courts that they conduct, where they conduct executions just based on whoever their leader is. So that's going on. Then we have the State Department, not the State Department, but the Army manual that came out, and the draft was leaked to newspapers. This was back in 2012. That said, for those in our military serving in Afghanistan, there are taboo conversation topics that are off limits for soldiers to talk about, including making derogatory comments about the Taliban. They're our enemy. They're the guys they're fighting. Why would you make derogatory comments? Advocating women's rights. Any criticism of pedophilia.
Tim, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to pull you up on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protected. Protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Folks, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We got Tim Brown, senior editor over at Sons of Liberty Radio.com with us right now. And I started off, folks, the last segment talking about Bryce Williams, a former news reporter out there in Virginia, and how he had walked up to two individuals during a live broadcast and shot and killed them both. I actually watched the raw video of him doing it. He filmed the whole thing, and then he posted it, folks, on his Twitter account and on his Facebook account. Well, interestingly enough, we just found out that he had actually shot himself, and now he is dead and is where he belongs. In saying that, we also found that CBS reported that he says he has suffered racial discrimination, sexual harassment, and bullying at work. He says he's been attacked by black men and white females. Folks, I've never, ever encountered any of this, by the way. When you ask these people who they're the victims of, it always has to go back to the reference of law and God's moral law. That's what they're the victims of, friends. They don't want to be ruled by law. They want to rule the roost, and we found that out today in Virginia. But this individual said that he talks about how he was attacked for being a gay black man. He was the victim. Sounds like Floyd Corkins when he walked into FRC in Washington, D.C. after he went to the SPLC's website and found out where all these Christian organizations were. And he brought a gun and he wanted to kill as many people as he possibly could. And he was taken down. Folks, it also reminds me of Mr. Dahmer, who committed horrific crimes, who was also a homosexual, Jeffrey Dahmer. Now I brought that forth to bring this forth is the fact that online on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have that first report, and we also have the State Department under Hillary Clinton and Army documents indicate that they are just fine with pedophilia. So I pulled up Tim Brown because we were just talking about this morning as to what's going on in our country. And Tim, I want to bring you back up, and I also want to make it a point that the American people need to know what's going on in the Pentagon, because we know that Brian Bender broke the story some time back that through an ICE investigation, over 5,000 members of our Defense Department in America, friends, at the Pentagon, were busted downloading child pornography. And we're also finding out now that over in Afghanistan, some of these militant leaders, our guys, the good guys, are actually telling us as to the things that are taking place. Now, Tim, you told me this morning that one of these individuals had actually shared with you some of the things that they've seen and heard you can never get out of their head. Could you share with our listeners, please?
Yeah, and the listeners can go hear it for themselves. It's the video that's on the article about the State Department and the Army documents. His name is Joe Biggs. He served over in the Army. He served over in Afghanistan in the Army. And he was confirming the things I've heard from several of our servicemen who said that there was one day a week where they would go house to house and they would, you know, do sweeps and stuff. And he said they called it Man Love Thursdays. And he said, quote, "We would see things and hear things, some of the most god-awful things that will never leave your mind." And he was talking about men engaging men in sodomy and little boys in sodomy. And this is what they have. Now, to put that
in... What was the name of that Thursday, Tim? What was the name of that Thursday?
He called it Man Love Thursday.
Boy, that reminds me kind of a NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, where their slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late. They're found at gay pride parades actually singing that out.
Yeah.
In America. So go on, Tim.
Yeah, I mean, he's the one who was bringing up a lot of these things, and I pulled some of the information from, of course, I pulled the sources as well into the article so you'd have them. But before the break, I was just quoting what the Army manual that it, most people are familiar with, General John Allen, especially following Benghazi. He was the top military commander. He didn't approve of the contents of this manual, nor would he write a foreword to it. And in that manual, again, it called for our military people not to engage in any criticism, which they called taboo conversation topics, about the Afghan culture, which meant making derogatory comments about the Taliban. That's a quote. Quote, advocating women's rights. Quote, any criticism of pedophilia. Quote, directing any criticism towards Afghans. Quote, mentioning homosexuality or homosexual conduct or, quote, anything related to Islam. Now, this gets to the issue, because if I can interject this quickly, I think that we'll tie some things together. Our soldiers have been over there longer than any war America has ever fought. And don't think for a second, America, that our government isn't leaving our boys and girls over there to indoctrinate them in that culture. I have the evidence in my drawer. I have a friend who serves in the military who has brought me how they're not to address these people in this thing. In fact, they're indoctrinated about the culture and how you're to act in that culture.
Makes and, perfect sense.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing, and then they're letting our guys come over. And most of the, at least from what I've seen so far, many of the guys are rejecting that culture altogether. But we're seeing where a lot of these guys bring wives over from that culture. And you remember what happened to Israel when they brought in the Moabites, right? God said, don't do that. You're going to bring in foreign gods. And we're seeing some of our military guys bring in those women over here. And they get attached to the women. They get attached to the gods, just like Solomon did.
That's exactly right.
Destructive, it's destructive to the culture. And we're seeing it. It's not just with the women. It's the homosexuality issue. And, again, we're being demoralized with the sodomites agenda. Then coming behind that, because you have a demoralization, you have to have something to fill the vacuum. That's Sharia, and then that's going to be struck down fully by the communists.
That's right. And that's exactly right. They're all being used to implement Sharia law to upend sovereignties globally so they can initiate a new world order, a global order, which, of course, is without the presence of God, or so they wished. And so they hoped to believe that God would just leave them alone and that this would all be theirs. And then what happens, friends, when they say peace, peace, then cometh destruction. So we're seeing these things unfold before our eyes. Now, Tim, you also pointed out that these men over in Afghanistan, they would actually dress their little boys up like little girls, and then they would begin to rape them.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so we're beginning to see that in America, too. So this may be the reason that we're seeing this transgenderism going on in America. We also have an article up on Sons of Liberty Media by Jason Charles, liberalized sexuality has created an epidemic of pedophiles, adulterers, perverts, and, of course, abortion in the United States of America. I mean, folks, this is a bad, bad place to put yourself. There's no question about it. And we know what's going on, and we need to understand what's going on, and we need to put the kibosh down lawfully on these crimes now while we still have the time, because, as I've said so often in the past, I say again, we still have the freedom to do the right thing, and the right time to do the right thing, friends, is right now. So, Tim, I just appreciate you jumping on with me at the last minute. Once again, folks, Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And again, Tim, thank you for jumping on for me.
Yeah, Bradley, let me make one more comment if I can.
Sure, sure.
I tie these things together because there is a Western culture and there is an Eastern culture. And the Eastern culture is based on mysticism and paganism. And overall, the West has always been based, at least their foundation was, Scripture. It always has been. We've abandoned it. There's no question. But let's talk about these. Let's just make one issue for Scripture as to why these are. It isn't because of Islam or any of these other things. It's because men won't honor God as God. Read Romans 1, people. I mean, they think that they know better than God. They won't honor him as God. And when we talk about a mental illness, we're talking about a mental illness that God gives them over to. You cannot cure that with psychotherapy or drugs or anything else, because God gives them up, as Romans 1 says, to uncleanness and the lust of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchange the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. We need to keep that in mind. The only way to deal with these people is first and foremost with the gospel of Jesus Christ, calling them.
Tim, can I interject? I'd like to interject this as well, Tim. One of the things that people, again, scripturally need to understand is the fact that they seared their own conscience. They were the ones that rejected God, and they gave themselves over to the darkness. Read John 3:19 when you get a moment, and that's why they're self-condemned. And it's interesting that people always blame God for evil people, when in fact, it's the people that make the wrong choice, Deuteronomy 30:19, to commit the act of evil. And then when it's committed, instead of the people taking responsibility and deal with it, they actually point their finger at God and say, God, why did you allow this to happen? Well, let me ask you something, America. Why are you, with all the information that you have, why are you allowing it to happen? Say on, Tim.
Oh, no, that's exactly right. Men choose what they do because they've got a sinful, wicked heart, like Jeremiah said. And God says, you want that? You won't turn? Okay, fine. I'll leave you to it. I'm going to lock you into that, and you can receive just punishment in your own selves. I mean, he says that in Romans 1. They receive a just penalty in themselves, and nobody wants to deal with the issue of, like, AIDS and sexual
of course not. Of course not. Tim, got 30 seconds. You got 20 seconds. You got the last word, my friend.
Well, that's it. I just want people to understand that's part of the judgment of God.
Amen. Folks, talking about State Department under Hillary Clinton, and Army documents indicate that they're just fine with pedophilia. Folks, I believe that's true, that even Hillary Clinton is a lesbian. Be right back.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kits special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips. Free from the shackles of corporate America. We're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh, boy. Didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Remember, David said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock, and establish my going. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick. UK gets tough on illegal immigration. Good for them. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also have here, friends, interestingly enough, Team Obama wins mercy again for a sponsor of terrorism, friends. Team Obama wins mercy for a sponsor of terrorism. When are you going to figure this all out, friends? Nothing new under the sun. Dictators do it. They create the crime. And then they play the good guy, the tough guy that comes in and drops the law, and he wins the day. When, in fact, history tells us, when you pull the curtain back, they're the ones responsible for the creation of the terror in the first place. Right? As a matter of fact, let me just highlight this really quick. Now that I'm on that thought, but for those that, again, didn't know, terrorism was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. And, of course, we can go to none other than James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, the father of our Constitution, when he said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. That's not theory, friends. That's a fact. Open your eyes, America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. What drives celebrities to self-destruct? My goodness, friends. It's just incredible to me what's happening in our country today. Jared Fogle, longtime pitchman for Subway. Found with over 500 images of child pornography in his apartments. Guy's worth $15 million. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Well, Jared, he's actually come to the point where he's crossed the line. It's better for a man to take a millstone and wrap it around his own neck and cast himself into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. Read Exodus 22 when you get a moment as well, friends. You just don't go there. You feed that monster. If you think the Lord's going to stand back and allow this stuff to just go ahead and breed itself, you better think again. It is temporary. And these people fail to remember that life is short and we're to redeem the time because life is but a vapor. And we're to reprove darkness because we're the light, not the other way around. But look what we see happening in our society today, friends. It's just absolutely incredible. Then we have a flashback. Joel Osteen says, God approves of those who engage in sodomy. The video is posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. I mean, folks, every crime that God condemns, America is beginning to advocate it. And folks, again, this isn't American government. This is foreign government. As Tim was talking about earlier, friends, just think about this. Those that mean to rule over you mean to silence you. And who are these people attempting to silence? Christians and constitutionalists, patriots, conservatives. Why? And what are they doing, friends? If you're paying attention, they're showing you who they really are, which brings me back to the Clintons. Folks, they're not even legitimate candidates. They should have been imprisoned at least years ago, Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. This is ridiculous. Also have online, apparently this Muslim didn't learn gun safety. It's a sad video, friends. We have an individual having a good time with his gun, and he's very careless with his gun, and there just happens to be two little kids right next to him. And so he's just kind of swinging his gun around. He pulls the trigger up, it locks, he pulls it back down, he cocks his gun again, he throws it up in there, shoots off a couple, and then he's going to put it in his hand, and it goes off accidentally. And don't forget about the two little kids. I wouldn't wish that upon anybody, but the video's there, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, there's so much going on right now. I also want to let you know, too, friends, that we just posted a friend of ours, Billy Vaughn and Karen Vaughn, who lost their son, Aaron Vaughn, through extortion 17. It is now posted on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, betrayed. And it's the shocking true story of extortion 17 is told by a Navy SEAL's father. Do check that out. Support those guys, friends. The SEALs are the best that we have. They just don't die. And friends, under this administration, they have been dying mysteriously. I want to get over to this topic really quick because, folks, I want to talk about war. I want you to also understand that kings become tyrants through policy because subjects become rebels from principles. It's the only way that tyrants can dictate is through the ignorance of the people. As a matter of fact, it was a dictator back in the 30s that said it's a good thing for those in government that people never think. That's right. And where you have war, friends, it's through the rule of force, not the rule of law. John F. Kennedy said this. He said, mankind must put an end to war before war puts an end to mankind. Did you hear what I said? John F. Kennedy said, mankind must put an end to war before war puts an end to mankind. Kind of reminds me a little of what Martin Luther King said. America, listen carefully. We must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools. We must learn to live together as brothers and sisters or perish together as fools. Folks, ever since I can remember, there's been a war after war and talk of another war. Vietnam, Iran, Libya, Iraq and Afghanistan are the wars that I remember. As a matter of fact, the United States has been at war almost continually since 1776. Since the very beginning of who we are. And of course the enemy is going to try to dim our light. America's also been in some sort of conflict 214 of the 230 years of our existence, which means 90% of the time that we have been a country, there's been war. And I believe that much of the reason that many of the wars that are fought lack basic understanding on the behalf of the people that are doing the fighting. Because there is the rule of law that is to be followed, in that in many cases, the very reason that we have war is because the rule of law is not applied. Folks, debaters never make reference to the law or to the Constitution, because if they did, there would be no debate. People need to make the distinction between the Lord's wars and man's wars. And people more often than not cannot discern the difference between good and evil, right and wrong, righteous and unrighteousness when it comes to war, because they don't know the lawgiver's precepts, laws, statutes, judgments, so on and so forth. Remember, Noah Webster said this. He said that all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Precepts are those things that God has bestowed upon us, and He's trusted us to do or to work out. In other words, when He gave His moral law, He trusted the church to enforce the law against crime. Isaiah 51, verse 4. And speaking of war, another point is that I'm humored when world leaders, if you want to call them that, talk much of war when in fact they've never been to war. And those that have been in war, they want peace. Well, I suggest that the people on a global scale begin to take their representatives that desire to have war to be the first to be sent to war, if it's such a noble cause, the way that noble men did in the days of old. And if it's a noble cause, you can rest assured that people have enough sense and they'll rally around to do with the evil and do away with the evil, which is at hand. People aren't stupid. I'm sorry, some people are stupid. Forgive me. Folks, wars today are sold to the people with no reference to God or His laws or the enumerated laws found within our constitutional republic. And then what wins out is the war the wicked promote through lies and deception, hoping that the people will get behind the war that they themselves have created. Read Proverbs 28, verse 4. Those that forsake the law praise the wicked. And in many cases, they create the war by playing the victim of an attack, while they themselves are the ones that contrived the attack to set the people at war with their political opposition. Ecclesiastes 1:9, there's nothing new under the sun. This is simple to see, America. And what's worse is the fact that they're so willing to send America's best, America's sons and daughters, in place of themselves in such a cause that is so worthy of fighting for. As a matter of fact, President Herbert Hoover said, older men declare war, but it is the youth that must fight and die. Really, America? Wow. Remember, friends, in peace, sons bury their fathers. In war, fathers bury their sons. Herodias said that. In peace, sons bury their fathers. In war, fathers bury their sons. Who's burying who today, America? It's your sons and your daughters and the thousands that politicians have sent to war. Let me make another point here. It was said that George Washington is, well, let me say this. You know, folks, this is what George Washington and them that laid their foundations, our foundations, did through the Revolutionary War. Read 2 Samuel 18:2. David went before the people. They didn't promote anything that they themselves were not willing to sacrifice themselves to promote. Read John 15:13. As a matter of fact, it was said that George Washington, his eulogy written by Henry Lee, this was stated at his funeral, that George Washington was first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. When I come back on the other side of this break, I'm going to bring forth the summation of the Declaration of Independence to prove that last point that I just made. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Wendy Blanks, chief editor of thesleuthjournal.com. I wanted to extend a personal thank you to Bradley Dean and his stellar team at the Sons of Liberty radio show for exposing realities concerning our media, education system, churches, and government.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Sorry about the lack of phone calls today, friends. We got a new phone system. I did not give you the number right before I got caught up in as to the things that were taking place in Virginia and the victimized homosexual that went out and shot innocent people because he just couldn't help himself. And, friends, he's the victim, which exhibits totalitarianism. Then we had Tim Brown, senior editor from Sons of Liberty Radio on and seen sonsoflibertymedia.com on the air with us. I've been talking about all wars. And John F. Kennedy rightly said, mankind must put an end to war before war puts an end to mankind. That's what we're seeing happen today. Some of these individuals that we allow to represent, we the people, don't understand history. And we're all going to pay the piper if we allow them to continuously lead this country into hell. You know, folks, one sin will take you to hell. Just like one little leak in a boat will sink that ship. We have a lot of holes in the boat, don't we? And we better start plugging them. And I started talking about, it's interesting how those that promote the war are the first ones to send your sons and your daughters to war. Yet if we go back to our forefathers, namely George Washington, if there was a war worthy of fighting for, he was the first one to go, just like King David in 2 Samuel 18:2. They understood that word love is all about. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers. It was said of George Washington that he was first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. And just to show you that, I went back to all 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, where it states, the very summation of the Declaration of Independence says, and for the support of this declaration, with the firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. But not those that we allow to represent we the people. We allow them to do the things that they do, and then we wonder why we have war within the gates. They're not ruled by law. In his diary entry dated February 22nd, 1756, John Adams wrote, suppose a nation in some distant region should take the Bible for their only law book, and every member should regulate his conduct by the precepts there exhibited. Every member would be obliged in conscience to temperance, frugality, and industry, to justice, kindness, and charity towards his fellow men, and to piety, love, and reverence towards Almighty God. He said, what a utopia, what a paradise would this region be. And I want to say this too, because this one thing aggravates me more than pretty much anything else. It aggravates me when people begin to blame the government for unconstitutional wars, which in fact they are unconstitutional, no question about it. But I ask again, America, who's the government? You are. Remember Thomas Jefferson said, bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be a Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the laws. America, let me say this. You are the law under God. There's a great point that Tim brought up yesterday about how all governments are theocracy. You better bet your bottom dollar they are. Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. And let me just add this just for food for thought. Either you're going to be ruled by the Bible or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet, Robert Winthrop said, Speaker of the House, back in the 1800s. You better bet your bottom dollar. There is no warm place to be, America. Either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth, said the Christ. And folks, as I remind you that you are the law under God, I have to remind these people that the government is the people and that they are the ones that allowed their representatives, Congress, our representation, our voice, to send their kids in many cases to fight these unconstitutional wars. See, because governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness, Declaration of Independence. Folks, we don't need more laws. We need good men to enforce them laws. We don't need more laws, friends. We need good men to enforce the laws that we have. We don't need a revolution. We need a reformation. We need to get back to God's Ten Commandments and do away with man's 10,000. Yet Americans forget so quickly as to who is behind many of these money-making contrived wars and why they go forward. The military-industrial complex. Corrupt men. Matter of fact, we were warned January 17, 1961 by Dwight D. Eisenhower of that very thing. So let me bring forth the truth of the whole matter for the time that I have. The supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting, if at all possible, and that comes through the rule of God's moral law, so you can have the desired peace. Here, let me say that again. The supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting, if at all possible, and that comes through the rule of God's moral law, so you can have the desired peace. If it's peace that you want, friends, then, of course, be prepared for war. There's no question about it. And if it takes war to enforce the laws to have the peace, then so be it. But again, going back to what I originally said, there's the Lord's wars and there's man's wars. And we go back to some of these wars. Let's go back to Vietnam for a minute. Folks, you ask a veteran from Vietnam today what it was about, they still don't know what it was about. It was about Johnson making a whole lot of money by reversing John F. Kennedy's war or idea to shut down Vietnam. After John F. Kennedy's assassination, the day after, Johnson reversed everything. It's about money. And folks, these people don't realize that it's the very thing that's destroying our country. And the people that are responsible for this are not only those. I've said this and I want to say it again. And I know, folks, I say that quite a bit, but it's important. Folks, who's the one responsible for committing the crime? The person that's actually doing it, or the people that sit back and allow them to do it? So, if we want to eradicate war, I want to say this too. I love this thought. Folks, if you want to win the next war, you want to win future wars, then prevent them. Then prevent them. I end with this. I end with what I started with. John F. Kennedy rightly said, mankind must put an end to war before war puts an end to mankind. Folks, we wouldn't have drug wars. We wouldn't have race wars. We wouldn't have the war on women. We wouldn't have gun control if we would deal with the corruption within. We wouldn't have Sharia law here. We wouldn't have illegal immigration here if we would enforce the laws. And again, going back to what Tim was talking about yesterday, it's a great point. What happens when we throw off the law? We welcome hell and hell itself, don't we? Paraphrasing something that he said that came to memory that I coined on my own. And I just used a little ostentatious erudition from Jim Brown. Tim, you owe me one.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of sad things taking place in our world today. But that's why we have a job to do. That's why we have to make sure that we are constantly fighting the good fight of faith as Christians and as patriots and getting the word out there. And we're hoping that we're leading by example here at the Sons of Liberty, going to and fro, even though that sounds kind of cheesy to say, but literally from coast to coast, from the north part of America to the southern part of America to the east to the west, we are making an impact across this nation, and we want you to join together with us to do the same thing. One of the ways that you can help us make an even bigger impact is by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And what that means is you support on a monthly basis what you can to be able to get this message out there on a grander scale. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, click on the button that says become a son or daughter of liberty. You can choose your own level of membership. Whatever you want to donate, as the months go by, you get a beautiful package. But like I always say, you can feel so good about what you're supporting to be able to get this message out there to the masses. We're going to be at the State Fair in Minnesota coming up here tomorrow for all of you that are in the five-state area and you make your way out to the fair. We're being lights in a dark world. Many of those people who go to the fair, they will not set foot in a church or, you know, a tea party or something, you know, certain different places, but they will go to the fair and they're going to find the light of the truth and God's word there, because we are seeking and saving that which is lost. So please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sign up to become a son or daughter of liberty. And also, if you'd like to make a one-time donation, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button in the upper left-hand corner that say donations gratefully received. You can make a tax-deductible gift right there.
Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237.